Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It is totally amazing, you know, what we're hearing as we're seeking God's perspective of God's news behind the news, seeking the wisdom of God's word. You know, there's nothing like, you know, the wisdom of God. Now, we're hearing so many wonderful praise reports. We hearing some out of Texas. Isn't it so cool to hear, you know, what's taking place out of Texas and what's taking place, you know, in Lakeland. And we had a chance to get up. We had had met, you know, for Sammy Granger's time of honor as he passed to be on with the Lord. And it was a real, you know, solemn time.
Right,
for Kevin's father in Cottonwood, Alabama, and as I saw them, because he was a prisoner of war.
Oh wow!
Sammy was a prisoner of war, and I believe it was 27 months. Mm-hmm. And of course, the soldiers came from Fort Bragg. I think it was Fort Bragg, about hours down, and they had a beautiful eagle on the casket. You know, and everybody, we're just honoring him, you know, just think about it.
Right.
And they took the time to, how they honor and they played taps and they folded the flag and they presented it, you know, to his wife, you know, Pat. And it was just oh my goodness, it just puts you into a state of going, you know, what an honorable man that he did so much for our country. And he's like a patriarch for his family. You know, he just really blessed his family and raised some good children. And with that, you know, I think about the very same time, you know, what's taking place on the streets of New York and Washington and Oakland, you know, as people are defecating on the flag. They're burning the flag. And Sammy was in prison as a prisoner of war. You know, for America, and the flag represents America.
Right.
We talk about the original intent. We got to get this. We don't want to lose it. We want to stand for what Sammy Granger stood for. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to cause his legacy to stop because we don't honor the country that he fought for. And all the soldiers that we know, you know, even like Steve Kalaszewski and the Marines Jordan and all the ones that we know that even Jackery Shepherd today in Okinawa, and there's just so many that are and have. But, you know, we need to stand for America, you know, as Christians, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty for all. I mean, why would you want to change that unless you want a caliphate, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, with that, you know, when you see the flag, you know, that's draped over a veteran's, time of remembrance and presented to the wife and the family, and what he says is, you know, on behalf of the President of the United States, we want to thank you for the service that your husband, you know, rendered to us. It was just like, Lord, I just thank you for Sammy's life. I thank you for his sacrifice. I thank you for his children, you know, and no, thank you for Kevin, you know, the blessing that he is. And, you know, we can't just sit. Of course, there's freedom to be able to express yourself, you know, and that's. But you understand, if we just sit back and wink at the fact that somebody is burning a flag which represents the Constitution of the United States, and we talk about original intent all the time. And that was not the original intent. The original intent was those red stripes on that flag represents the blood that was shed to be able to have America, the United States of America. And so it's only a representation of, I mean, you can't do away with what happened, but you can cause people to try to forget history.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, you kind of see people trying to rewrite history since probably President Woodrow Wilson's presidency. They're just been trying to rewrite, you know, and I look back, you know, I'm able to look back now on part of my history and going through school and living in the culture that I lived in, and I'm going to talk more about it, you know, in the future, but you start to realize that stuff was happening before my very eyes. You know, all these different things are being rewritten, and even the choices of cartoons they would have, and what the teachers would say at that time, and then what, you know, other people would promulgate, and it was a gradual progression. I guess that's what I call it, maybe the progressive movement, because it happened with Woodrow Wilson, was to progressively change the history that you don't like. I mean, our history's beautiful and horrific. You know, it's got bad things in it, and it has good things in it. But, you know, my personal history's beautiful and horrific.
Yeah.
And we don't have time to talk about John's this morning, but I think you're right. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
And, you know, Pat Walt's on water.
Oh, you know, that's deep.
Right. Send your letters to.
Yeah, all right.
And so, you know, that we have to pay attention. We have to educate ourselves, you know, and you go back. I want you to go back, and we're eventually going to have all the original tents together, you know, in a category, because you have to recapture, you know, history. You can't assume because it's history, it's always going to be there. And I remember when all of us have been to the Holocaust museums, and we've seen how important it is for in Israel, you know, how they do things to remember. Their 4th of July, right? Their 4th of July is all about let's remember.
They have monuments and rocks everywhere.
Everywhere, even tanks and all that. And so, and everybody's name, they trace the genealogy, you know, how we got here. This person's connected to that person. You don't forget, they praise their children for being able to recite the history. And our country's totally opposite of that. It's wanting to erase that we're one nation under God. They're wanting to erase that our liberties came from God, that there was good attributes in our founding fathers, and that it was the Black Robe Brigade, the ministers in America who stood up for America today. And if you look at the history of the church, not everybody calls himself the church, but you look at the church from the pilgrims all the way through, the pilgrims weren't these people having turkeys and you know, the things that they talk about, you know, and they taught us in school. I mean, they were believers who were losing their heads and their lives in Great Britain trying to find a country that they could worship God. And the whole mindset is they would not have done that to the First Nation people. Now, there was other profiteers that came to America, you know, to be able to make money and oppress the people. But when the original intent of the discovery of America, which led to the Constitution, which says all of our rights come from God, was the pilgrims. Mm-hmm. And the pilgrims loved the First Nation people. Right. They loved the people there. But they were dying. John, I don't know if you know this, but they were dying so rapidly. I think it was 150. And maybe 75. I got to go back. We're going to talk about this in the future. Wow. But they were dying so rapidly that the captain that brought them over was ready to go back to Great Britain in a short period of time. And he goes, listen, y'all really don't need to stay here. And they said, there was like, no, you know, even if we die here, at least we can worship God, you know, as the Lord says to do. And there were so many people dying that they created a mass grave, because they thought if they buried everybody individually, then those who wanted to do away with them would see that they were dwindling, their numbers were dwindling. So they even buried all their family members and their fellow believers in a mass grave.
Wow.
You know, so we're going to talk more about that, you know. But I just want to say, you know, when you see somebody that's saying, you know, the Constitution's outdated and it needs to be changed, you know, we're going to have soon on the VFN TV blog, they have it locked down with $1 million encasement. They have it in some security, the original Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You probably may have seen the movie. Did you see the movie National Treasure?
I did.
Well, I mean, yes. They got that from the actual Smithsonian and the way that they're keeping the Constitution. Yeah. And so if it's so outdated, if it's so, you don't need that anymore, then why does it have $1 million airtight, we're going to shoot you if you touch it frame, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's our Constitution. It's what we're made of. You know what I'm saying? You can't, I mean, it's under so much security. Once the children pass by it and they close down, it goes down into a lockdown place, a document that our founding fathers wrote, that men and women died for, you know, to be able to have this country. And it's like, the reason why it's that way, because we don't want to forget our history. You know, and the reason why things are operating the way they're operating is God led people to this land that we now call the United States of America, that eventually became the United States of America, as our founding fathers believed that all of our rights came from God, wrote it down, separated ourselves from those who believed that all their rights came from the king or the queen. And that the state church type concept was. And if you left the church, you're actually committing treason. And at the risk of losing their lives, and being beheaded or hung. And when they signed that, they didn't know whether they would live another day or not, you know. And they protect the Constitution like that. But how many people today, you know, are just saying, yeah, I got a Bible somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. Not a Bible, maybe five or six Bibles somewhere.
Somewhere now.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I think of somewhere. Or, you know, it's like, yeah, I know that the original, you know, scriptures meant this, but I like this newer version that says, not what that says. You know? I mean, it has more of our traditions in this Bible versus God's commands in the other one, and it kind of blurs it. We could progressive. Maybe we have progressives in the church.
You think?
Trying to rewrite biblical history, you know?
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness. Well, I'm on this because it was just on my heart because I saw, you know, Sammy Granger honored, and my heart was so deeply touched. At the same time, God was reminding me of what people are doing right now to the very flag that represents, you know, what he fought for, you know, what he was willing to be in prison, a prisoner of war,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I'm saying, prisoner of war for. And, but he's with the Lord.
27 months.
Yeah, 27 months.
27 months. We get people to, you know, what are people committing to this day? And they give up. And here you have a soldier, someone who's willing to stand in that type of, you know, torture and imprisonment. How far have we gone? You know, it's like, oh my goodness. I'm so glad that we're doing that. I'm so glad that he had an opportunity to be honored like that.
Yeah, and the miracle thing, I believe, is that the soldiers who did, you know, I mean, actually, Steve Kalashevsky's testimony before you met the Lord, remember when he was coming back,
yeah.
you know, from Iraq after two tours of duty, that they had a simple goal, you know, go out there and protect your life and your buddy's life and come back alive. You know, something like that. Some very simple goals. And so he stayed in this constant state of defending yourself, defending your fellow brothers or Marines and soldiers, and defending America, you know, and what we stand right. for. And then you come back to America where they are disrespecting the Constitution, that they don't even think about the soldier's sacrifice.
Right.
And, you know, if it wasn't for God, you know, Steve cried out for God and said, listen, I think there needs to be retribution at this moment. And he didn't know God he cried out to. But when he did, thank God, you know, this God that he did not know came in there. And you got to hear, if you have not heard this, you can go to the highlights and listen to Marine Encounters God. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's going to be on the VFN TV blog today. We'll make sure it's there as well. But it might be a little bit easier to find. I don't know. But God just stopped him from what he's trained to do when things were happening, you know. And the restraint of our soldiers is amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
The restraint in America right now is not really paying attention to them and helping them transition. And, you know, if you see a soldier, you know, that is a veteran that's in your neighborhood, your community, your family, your church gathering, you know, you sit with them and if they haven't found employment yet, they should be the first one to get the job if they want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They should be the first one favored because they need to transition back. And just kind of follow God in that, but be looking for jobs because this is a tough, difficult time. But the last thing that we need to be doing is taking a job before the veteran who just fought for our rights to be able to have a job,
that's
you know, and step over him or her that are doing that. And so we want to make sure we find employment and even start a business and hire veterans. I mean, whatever you can do, you know, and make sure that they don't come back to a situation that just kind of antagonizes, you know, our present state of America, that they have to be able to walk in right there. But we just thank God for our veterans today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.